Going to be celebrating the mothers. So, yeah, let us clap our hands with the mothers. Thank you. Thank you. So, the word of God for us today is regarding the mother. That it's about the gift of the mothers to the children. Okay? So, our text today is from 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, verse 5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Louise and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded it is in you also. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, unto your hands we commit this service, O God. Lord Jesus, take over. God, the Holy Spirit, take over. This is my prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So I titled this preaching or this topic today as Who Must Be the Mother of This Child? Okay? So who must be the mother of this child? It can be asked in two ways. No, it can be asked like, wow, who must be the mother of this child? With excitement. But it can also be asked as who? Who must be the mother of this child? So it can be expressed in two ways. Why? Because the children, our children, can bring either honor or shame to their mothers. Of course, mothers, we want our children to bring us honor and not shame, right? Where are the mothers in this place? Can you just raise your hands? Mothers, one, two, three. There are very few. How about those women who takes care of the children of their sisters and brothers, who takes care of orphans, who adopted orphans? Okay, so that's okay. So, mothers, you know, in my country, we have this saying that if the child is so bright and so intelligent and receiving reward in school, we ask our neighbors, who must be the mother of this child? Yeah? So we are attaching those awards and appreciation to the mother if the child is performing well. But if the child performing bad and behaving bad, we say, who must be the father of this child? No, I said that is in my culture. I did not say that as a whole, huh? That is in our culture. But it's not proven scientifically. So I'm just sharing it with you. So, okay. So, how do we make sure that our daughters, our sons will bring us honor in the family? Okay? Number one, we have to nurture them. Okay, we have to nurture them. You know, there are a lot of women who say they cannot teach. They don't have the skills to teach. But when the child comes out from us, we teach them how to walk. We teach them how to use the fork and the spoon when they eat. We teach them how to put on their dress. So naturally, mothers, we are teachers. Okay? So the word of God is saying in Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, meaning teaching him to seek God's wisdom and will for his abilities and talents. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. I'm telling you, mothers and fathers, if you train your child when they were still small, they will not get away from that. They will grow as you teach them. I know in this world today, where informations are just in the fingers of our children, and we cannot even look after them everywhere they go. No, we stay at home, mothers. Our children goes with friends. But I'm telling you, when you have trained them when they were still small, even if they have bad friends, they will not get out from it. They will not receive all those bad information. They will stick to what you have taught them. Okay? So again, mothers, you are called to be a teacher. Okay? So number two, how do we make sure that our children will not go away, will not bring us shame? Number two is we have to pray for them. Okay? I know mothers were so busy. Fathers were so busy. We don't have time even. No? But every time your children are in trouble, you know, those little whispers, Lord, please help my child. It's a kind of a prayer. You know? When your child is sick, you say, Lord, please heal my child. That's a prayer. And heaven will listen to the prayer of mothers. Every tears that comes out from our eyes, mothers and fathers, they're collected by angels in heaven. And heaven will come and answer our prayers. That's how powerful the prayers of mothers are. Example of this is the story of Rebecca. Rebecca, the wife of Isaac, who got pregnant, who was in trouble because something is going on during the pregnancy. Okay, let us read it in Genesis 25, 22 to 23. But the children struggled together within her, kicking and shoving one another. And she said, if it is so that the Lord has heard our prayer, why then am I this way? So she went to inquire of the Lord, meaning she went to pray. The Lord said to her, the founders of two nations are in your womb, and the separation of two nations has begun in your body. The one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. You know the story that she had twins, Esau and Jacob. Jacob became Israel. You know the story, right? So during this time, there was no ultrasound. But God told her that she will have twins. So this is just saying to all of us that God hears our prayer. Amen? Mothers? Amen? Hallelujah? Okay. A good child deserves prayer, right? But bad child also needs prayer. I know in our family, we don't have, our children are different from each other. They're not all good. Some of them are bad, right? But sometimes, you know, we tend to pray for those who really give us honor, you know, those good kids. But remember, mothers, the bad kids needs your prayer. So we have to pray. I know we're so busy at the end of the day. We're so tired. We just go to bed and thank you, Lord, and sleep. But when the time comes that you have this unction in yourself and Holy Spirit will remember, will try to bring to your remembrance your child, please get up and pray. Usually, when the mother had a feeling that one of the child is in trouble, they are really in trouble. So mothers, please pray. Amen? Okay. Again, mothers, you are called to be an intercessor. Whether you like it or not, you're called to be an intercessor. And on these last days of the last days, when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon, he's going to use the women. Say amen, women. Amen. I'm not saying that God is not going to use the men. God has been using the men from the first revival from before up to this time. But on the end of the end days, God is using women and children. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, so next is, we sacrifice because we love them. No, sometimes we are tired of them. And we say, get out of my house. I don't want you anymore. Because some of our children are really bad. But I'm telling you, we sacrifice because we love them. Amen? So you can see the mother of Jesus, she was there at the cross when Jesus was agonizing. Have you seen that sacrifice? Mothers, have you brought your children for vaccination? And you give your children to the nurses to vaccinate them? What would you feel? No? That pain when the child will cry. You want to run and take your child away from the nurse. Right? Those are our sacrifices, mom. Mothers, okay? So, please, the sacrifice that only a mother can do. The father cannot do that. But only the mother can do. When the child comes to the father and says something, Papa, you know, I did something wrong. What have you done? You know, the father will get the belt and spunk. But mothers will not do that. Come, my child, let's talk. You know? Oh, okay. If that is not true with you, please pray for your mother. But naturally, no? Naturally, mother has a compassionate heart of Jesus. Mothers are called to show compassion, to show love. Amen? Okay, so let me tell you my story. I'm married for 26 years. I have 4 children. I have been abroad since 1991. So I've been working abroad for 30 years already. Meaning, I'm only with the kids for like six years. In the 30 years that I've been working abroad, there were times that I work abroad and have to come back home after 2 years to see my children. So those sacrifices, okay? I sacrifice a lot. So my first work abroad was in Saudi Arabia. I first met my Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, my Savior, in Saudi Arabia. I led the Bible study and open ministry there in Saudi Arabia until the day that my head nurse was telling me that she was shown the list of those who are doing religious activities within the compound, and my name was number one. Meaning, they are going to arrange for mutawas and police to come to my home and pick me and put me to jail. And then my head nurse said, please tell her to lie low. I said, Lord, is there any word in the Bible that we have to lie low? I continued moving from one accommodation to another accommodation. I continued until the Lord came to my rescue. The Lord did not allow the police to come. Okay? I met my husband. We got married. My husband is a mechanical engineer by profession, but he has a calling of an evangelist. So I met my husband. We got married. Now, since we're married, we have to get out from the compound of the ladies. When I was out of the compound, that is the time that they raided the houses of the nurses, and they found no Gemma in that place. I was already out. That's how God rescued me. Okay? So, let's go ahead. My eldest son was born in Saudi Arabia. He's now 26 years old. My youngest is 16. Yes, my eldest son is now. Because of my prayer and my sacrifice, I went to Sudan. When my children was only, my eldest was, I think, 7. I was in Sudan, Khartoum, Sudan. I said, Lord, let me take care of the orphans in this place. Please take care of my children. So I went look for orphanage. I found one Catholic orphanage in Khartoum. I go there every Saturday and Sunday, bathe and feed the children. I found another orphanage that is run by the government, very far. Like, I had to travel 2 hours to go there. But I said, Lord, I want to serve those children. So I went, serve the children, take care of the sick, bathe them, and feed them. But my prayer is that, Lord, I'll take care of them. Please take care of my children. Okay? And the answers of my prayers are this. My eldest one is the head of our praise and worship team. He is now certified. He is now a certified public accountant. My second child is Rebecca. She's the head of our children's ministry. She's the one seated on top of the photo with the children. It's not so clear. Yes, and she is now taking medicine. The decision for her to be a doctor came out when she visited Uganda, when I was in Uganda. The first choice she wanted was to be a business management. But when she came to Uganda, she saw all those children running in the street without sleepers, you know, sometimes without covering down here. She was touched by the Lord to be a doctor. And she wanted to be a missionary doctor to Africa. Please pray for my daughter. And my third son is the youth pastor of our church. He's a student pilot and going to be graduating at the end of this year. And my third child is Ezekiel Daniel, a worship leader, a young teen minister leader. So that is now the answers of all my prayers and sacrifices. Amen. So I'm giving hope to the mothers whose children are bad. Continue praying for them, nurturing them. Show them your sacrifices, for it will pay off. Amen? What is the Lord saying about godly mothers? God said in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 27, she looks well to how things go in her household. And the bread of idleness, no gossip, discontent, and self-pity, she will not eat. Okay? We mothers, we take care of our families. We even take care of our grandmother, our auntie, uncle, our in-laws. Yeah? Our husbands will not do that. They will only take care of the immediate family. But for us, when our in-laws call, oh, we have to help. No? Not even that. Okay? When the neighbors lost somebody, lost the husband or lost the child, we are there to comfort them. If our other neighbor will celebrate a new baby, we also go there and laugh with them. That is how we are mothers. We don't go to our neighbors to gossip. No. We go there to celebrate with them, to comfort them. That is how busy we mothers are. Right? There were other mothers in this place. Am I? Okay? Yeah. Mothers usually think a lot of things, no? When a mother cooks for the dinner today, even before we eat the dinner, she thinks of the breakfast tomorrow already. Amen? Yes. That's your mother. Okay? Those who are going to be mother-to-be, we're telling you this should be your role. Okay? Okay, so, yes, we understand. Mothers have a lot of desires in their hearts. They also have a lot of worries in their mind. Sometimes they wear you, those worries will wear you down. Right? So sometimes you don't pray anymore. You don't want to come to church because you are so tired because of all these things. But there is a word for all of us, mothers and fathers. This is the word for all of us today, mothers and fathers. When Jesus and the disciples were walking, going to the village of Bethany, she was invited by Martha. By Martha. Martha welcomed her. Let's read verse 39. She had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually listening to his teaching. But Martha was very busy and distracted. With all of her serving, she approached Jesus and said, "Lord, is it of no concern to you that my sister has left me to do the serving alone?" Huh? In short, Martha is blaming Jesus for Mary not helping her. You know? It's as if like, Jesus, duh, Jesus, are you not concerned that my sister did not help me? Okay? So, then Martha told Jesus, "Tell her to help me and do her part." But the Lord replied to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered and anxious about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. Huh? For Mary has chosen the good part, that which is to her advantage, which will not be taken away from her." So we are so worried of a lot of things, but there's only one thing necessary. Can you just put your hand to your heart, to your chest like this, everybody? Let's put it. Let's put our hands. Choir, please. Can you put your hands? And change the, can you put back the slide, please? The other slide. Okay, that's the one. And then say, instead of Martha, Martha, say your name. Okay? And then let us read up to the word necessary. Can we do that? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. Gemma, Gemma, you are worried and bothered and anxious about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. God, the Lord, is speaking to you now. Okay? There's only one thing necessary. And what is that one thing necessary that will never be taken away from her? What is that? Okay? Now, be in the presence of the Lord. When you are so worried of many, many things, what will happen to my child? Will that my children go to college? Were they going to get a good job? Okay? When you are so worried, this one thing is only necessary. One thing only. Come to the presence of the Lord. Because in the presence of the Lord, you can find peace. You can find joy. Okay? You can find healing of your aching body, aching spirit, your aching soul. You can find strength of your weary body. And you can find guidance for your children. Where else you can find this? Only in the presence of the Lord. Amen? Okay. So let's go to those who are born by a mother. I know we're all born from our mother, right? This is the word of God for you. If you want to be well and you want to live in this world, in this earth long, this is the word for you from the Lord. Honor, esteem, value as precious your father and your mother. And be respectful to them. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may have a long life on the earth. If your life is not good, if you are so troubled, think, maybe you have not honored your mother and your father. This is not yet late. You can still ask for forgiveness. And go home, say sorry to your mom, hug your mom, say, I love you, mom. Okay? Do you want these things? This is what the Lord was saying. The only thing that will not be taken away from you is when you listen in the instruction of the Lord. Amen? Okay, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, so let me pray. Father God, I'm representing the mothers right now. And unto you, Father God, we lift up our children. We declare, Father, all our children, O God, will reach their God-given destiny. And we command the devil to get out from our children's life. We declare, Father, blessing and blessing upon our children. Father, thank you for the preaching today. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.